You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to welcome Broadway and TV stars Audrey Bennett, Benal Fambrini, and Jeffrey Gallup to the show, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. I'm so excited to share that I'm officially fully vaccinated. What a crazy journey life has taken because of COVID-19. But I am so excited that shows are finally going to reopen soon. Right before the pandemic caused Broadway to shut down, I was in rehearsal for the new upcoming off-Broadway musical, Trevor. It was just announced that Trevor would be reopening in the fall, which is really fun. The good news is that this show is about young teens with an amazing story, and it's going to be shared with the world. So many other shows with young performers are also going to be reopening very soon, and I can't wait to finally get back to the theater. The downside to this is that some of the young performers who are about to make their Broadway or off-Broadway debuts may now be too old for their parts and may need to be recast. This is one of the unspoken common things when it comes to young actors in our business. We grow, our voices change, our weight may fluctuate, our height may increase. However, this is all what's supposed to happen as we mature as young performers. I mean, it wouldn't be right hearing a 40-year-old boy soprano playing Jean Valjean in The Phantom. I do hope that young performers who were cast in shows prior to the pause but outgrew their parts know how incredible they are. Teens and kids in real life come in all different sizes, and that doesn't make them less of a performer or less able to play a teen, and that is exactly the age they are in real life. I will never forget being told by a casting director that at 11 years old, I was too old to play 11. I was just about 5 feet tall, and they said my voice would change soon. The irony is, it didn't actually start to change until I was like 14 and a half. Anyway, those incredible fellow teens and young performers, I am so proud of you, and I really think you're all amazing. I am so happy to welcome you on the Early Night Show to help bring Broadway back as you continue to share your talents with the world. You will never be too tall, too old, or too young to be on the Early Night Show. In other exciting news, I've been writing a lot of new music and just released my first single of the summer on all digital platforms. This song is called More Than Friends. For my first guest, I am so excited to welcome back the incredible Audrey Bennett. Audrey, Zoe Glick, and I just got vaccinated together at the Javits Center in New York City, and it was really special to share this moment with them. Audrey has been keeping herself extremely busy working in TV and film during the pause, and it's always great that she has some time to come on the Early Night Show. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show.
Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
So it's been 2 weeks since our second Pfizer shot. How are you feeling?
I'm honestly feeling really great. I didn't have any reaction to it, but I'm so happy to finally be vaccinated.
No, I was so happy to have you by my side when I got vaccinated. Why was getting vaccinated so important to you?
It was really important to me, like, for one, to flatten the curve, you know, want to keep people safe and stuff, but also just so that things can start getting back to normal more, and so that we can go outside more and hang out with friends and maybe even do a little bit of traveling or something, you know, and then we can go see Broadway shows once that reopens.
Hey, now, prior to being vaccinated, I know that you were on set quite a bit. It's been amazing to hear about how the industry is going above and beyond to keep everyone safe. What was your experience like on set with COVID protocols?
Well, they were really good with it. We all felt very safe. We all had to get tested. We had to, like, get a little swab in the nose thing like every couple days, I think. And I mean, of course it's a little bit annoying because it's not the most comfortable experience, but it's good to know that everything's really safe. And I mean, whenever you're there, you know that you're not going to get sick because everyone's been tested, and we would always wear our masks unless we were filming something, and we'd have our own separate baggies to put our masks in.
Now, have any of these contracts been released yet?
Yes, one of them has. It's New Amsterdam. I was a guest star and I got to play the role of Louisa. It was super fun to do. And yeah, it was really exciting.
Now, where can our audience watch it?
It is on NBC. It aired on NBC.
Now that we're finally on summer break, do you have any exciting plans?
Well, I'm really excited because I'm going to go to Cedar Point, which is an amusement park in Ohio, which is really exciting for me because my family tries to go there every year over the summer for like a family reunion thing on my mom's side of the family, because we all love roller coasters. And Cedar Point has the second biggest roller coaster in the entire world. It's called the Top Thrill Dragster, and I love it, and I've gone on it before, and I'm going to go on it again. It used to be the biggest one, but not anymore.
Now, in the beginning of the pandemic on the Early Night Show, you had mentioned that you hadn't left your apartment in weeks. You did the most incredible version of When Will My Life Begin, and it was absolutely perfect. Now, what song would you like to sing today?
Well, I really want to sing another song from Tangled called I've Got a Dream. I've been obsessed with that song since I was like 5. I had a whole Tangled-themed birthday party.
Oh, yay. Now, what made you select that song?
I just really love it. Like I said, I was obsessed with it as a little kid. And I just think that it's super exciting. And also, she's talking about how everyone's talking about how they have a dream. And my dream is for Broadway to be open again and for things to go back to normal.
Now, I am so ready, and I can't wait to sing with you. Here we go.
I'm malicious, mean, and scary. My sneer could curdle dairy, and violence-wise, my hands are not the cleanest. But despite my evil look, and my temper, and my hook, I've always yearned to be a concert pianist. Can't you see me on the stage performing Mozart? Tickling the ivories as they gleam. Yep, I'd rather be called deadly for my killer show tune medley. Cause way down deep inside, I've got a dream.
He's got a dream. He's got a dream.
See, I ain't as cruel and vicious as I seem. Though I do like breaking femurs, you can count me with the dreamers. Like everybody else, I've got a dream.
I've got a dream. I've got a dream.
She's got a dream.
I just wanna see the lights of Broadway gleam. And with every passing hour, I'm so glad I left my tower. Like all you lovely folks, I've got a dream. I've got a dream.
She's got a dream.
We've got a dream.
We've got a dream.
So our differences ain't really that extreme. We're one big team.
Call us brutal, sick, sadistic,
or grotesquely optimistic.
Cause way down deep inside, we've got a dream.
I've 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 got a dream.
Yes, way down deep inside, I've got a dream. That was so much fun. I can't wait until all of our dreams become realities. My next guests have been friends and have also been working together since they were very young. I'm so happy to welcome Jeffrey Gallup and Benal Thambrini to the show.
Hi, Benal and Jeffrey.
Hey.
Hi, Benal. It's wonderful to have you back on the show. And Jeffrey, it's so great to meet you today.
Great to meet you.
Thank you for having me back.
So now, how did you guys meet?
We actually met in a production of Les Mis in 2012.
Yeah, eight years ago.
We were wee little lads.
Yeah, it was my first production, and we were both drunk. 8 years ago.
Now I know that you're both in college right now, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on completing your freshman year.
Thank you.
How has COVID impacted your college experience?
Well, I mean, things are different. It's funny though, because a lot of the upperclassmen, they complain about it, but as incoming freshmen, we didn't really know the difference. So studying musical theater at a college, it's just a dream come true anyway. So I'm happy one way or the other.
And it's a little different for me. I've been trying to go abroad this entire time. London, but with this whole like COVID and pandemic and everything, borders have been weird and everything, so I did have to take like a slight gap year. I've been doing stuff like computer science. Sorry. I've been doing computer science online. I get counselor with my course and everything. And hopefully when borders are all back to normal and everything's working out, I'll go for student and education.
Cool. Now, so Jeffrey, I know that you're part of the barbershop quartet, right?
Yes. Yes, I am. The Fortizzi Brothers.
Oh, how did that come about?
Oh, so it was a quartet that existed on campus. I go to Coastal Carolina, and two previous members graduated. So they had auditions, and then I auditioned, and I am now the bass. So we do a couple concerts a year. We actually rent ourselves out for events, and it's been a lot of fun. Everybody loves the Dominant Seven and some pretty boys singing Dominant Sevens.
Now, where can our audience watch the quartet perform?
We have a Facebook, an Instagram, and a TikTok. Look us up at the Fortizzi Brothers. And you can hire us for your private events as well. We do birthday parties, weddings. We do a funeral. We know lots of dirges. Anything you need, hire a barbershop quartet.
I mean, a barbershop quartet is literally perfect for anything.
Especially a funeral.
Especially a funeral. Who would not want a barbershop quartet to lead them out? That's what I want. You better get that from me.
Now, Benel, it was so incredible to accompany you live in person at the Green Room 42 a few months ago. Now that Broadway is finally starting to reopen, are there any dream parts that you would love to play?
So now, like me being older, one thing that I've always wanted to be is Dear Evan Hansen, or Evan Hansen in Dear Evan Hansen. That's always been like a cool role that I've always wanted to do. But ever since I was young, like, I'll stand by this. You can check any past interviews we've done. It's 9 out of 10 times been Aladdin. It's always been one of my dream roles ever. But those are my main two.
Now that it's finally summer, do either of you have any exciting plans?
I'm actually working on a film with a friend of mine. We're trying to produce a short film, which is coming along nicely. We're just finishing up the casting process. I have a small role in it, and I'm also doing a lot of production stuff. So that'll be released, I think, towards the end of the summer. So I'm really excited to get filming on that.
Then for me, I know it's just typical, you know, in between auditions. So I'm really trying to expand my field to like voiceovers or like movies or anything like that. So right now it's just more like on scene, kind of just waiting for the future to happen.
Now, what song would you both like to sing?
So we're going to be singing a song called Found Tonight by Alex Lacamoire.
Ooh, now why did you both select that song?
Well, I mean, first off, it's just a beautiful piece of music. It's so well written, and it's a medley from two shows that we both like very much, Hamilton and Dear Evan Hansen. And the message behind it is just so beautiful. Just the fact that you're never alone, and there's always a group of people there for you. And even at your lowest, you have friends and you have people who love you.
Absolutely.
Yay. Both of you sing that song. Here we go.
We may not yet have reached our glory, but I will gladly join the fight. And when our children tell their story, they'll tell the story of tonight. They'll tell the story of tonight, tonight. Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear.
Well, let that lonely feeling wash away.
All we see is love.
Tomorrow there'll be more of us telling the story of
Amazing Jeffrey and Benel. I can't wait to see what you both do next. For some more Broadway fun, come join me on my Twitch at Josh Paterchin. We play Minecraft, Among Us, and play some music, so come follow or subscribe to my Twitch. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to help support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Audrey Bennett, Jeffrey Gallup, and Benel Fambrini. Make sure to check out my latest single, More Than Friends, on any digital music platforms. And let's keep entertaining and making music to help the world. Stay healthy and get vaccinated.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.